Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into how autonomy is fundamentally rewriting the revenue playbook. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis, and whether you're tuning in on your morning commute or closing out a marathon ops day, thank you for joining a movement that's becoming less about tools and more about systems level thinking. Let's jump straight in. Revenue organizations just crossed a new threshold. It's no longer about AI helping the humans work faster. It's about systems owning the orchestration. That means across every channel, from prospecting to retention, we're seeing tasks become loops, decisions become policies, and execution flow through agents, not reps. Now, maybe you're imagining just more AI-generated content or a handful of new automated workflows. But no, what's emerging is an agent management layer. Think configure, monitor, audit, intervene. And this matters because our biggest bottleneck isn't how many reps you have or how quickly you can send an email. It's the cost of coordination. Handoffs, role silos, manual exceptions, the multi-channel, multi-segment GTM motions are making those gaps more painful than ever. Autonomy shifts accountability and, here's the kicker, lets you safely deprecate layers of stack and process you thought were permanent. So, what hit this week? Well, buckle up, the first mainstream platform domino just fell. HubSpot opened up Agent Hub and Agent Builder in public beta. For the first time, regular revenue teams get a real control plane for deploying, supervising, and auditing agents across marketing, sales, and service. What does that mean for you? We're witnessing agent ops become a first-class discipline, not just an edge experiment. Ship a hub for agents and you admit autonomy has to be governed, just like infrastructure. We're talking permissioning, versioned behaviors, audit trails, exception handling, table stakes for any serious system. But here's the practical impact. Work stops flowing through people as checkpoints. No more rep does steps 1 through 7, then passes off to the next team. Now it's agent observes signals, decides, acts, and only escalates to a human on an explicit exception. That kills busy work. It kills wobbly handoffs between MQL and SQL. Now, the boundary is a risk threshold, not a stage on a funnel. Who gets leverage in this new world? RevOps. Teams that can define guardrails, data contracts, and escalation paths, because now you control how autonomous capacity gets spread by segment, by channel. Meanwhile, the folks relying on their tribal process knowledge and hero reps, they're exposed. Without clean permissioning and data lineage, these new agent hubs shine a giant spotlight on those governance gaps. On to the next. Dentsu and Athena just launched decision intelligence for the ChatGPT ad auction. Why do you care? Because ad auctions are now agent versus agent. The volatility is insane. Human campaign ops, structurally uncompetitive. The only way to survive is with autonomous real-time sensing and adaptive bidding. Autonomous loops making micro adjustments as the market shifts. For marketers, this changes everything. Performance becomes market operations, not campaign management. Suddenly, finance, brand, and demand gen dance together minute by minute, and the teams that can experiment, learn, and reallocate budget on a dime run circles around the old school fixed budget shops. If your playbook is still set the monthly plan and let it ride, you're skating on thin ice. The winners? Those who control experimentation, leverage cross-client data, and treat platform-native dashboards as a starting point, not the whole map. Shifting to retail, RSA America, a regional grocer, just went all in on personalized, data-driven weekly ads using agentic logic. That's not segmentation and batch promos. It's real-time, agent-assembled offers for every individual. You shift from one flyer for all to autonomous offer assembly, margin, loyalty, and inventory all managed at the transaction, not the calendar. Suddenly, merchandising, pricing, and marketing blend into a unified decision system. Policy runs the show. Eligibility, substitution, margin floors, loyalty, bonuses, all encoded. If your data is a mess or consent isn't tight, personalization at this scale will expose and magnify the gaps. Voice agents are next, breaking out of triage and stepping into real sales and service. If voice agents get this right, they don't just deflect tickets, they become revenue drivers, upsell, renewal saves, churn interventions, all happening mid-call in real time with policy driving the next move. The risk? If your scripts, discount rules, or escalation paths are fuzzy, autonomy doesn't smooth it out. It exposes it hard. So how does the org respond? Revenue org charts are evolving. Systems ownership emerges as a durable layer. You will see agent operations owners inside RevOps, policy owners who define the boundaries for every segment, SDR and AE roles compress and shift, automatable steps slip into the agentic layer, and what's left for humans. Pure judgment, discovery, narrative and negotiation, informal activity management fades. Forecasting and accountability are next. Commit theater is over. Instead, you monitor in real time which policies drive outcomes, which slippage is systemic, and which actions need intervention. Leaders get asked not just what's the number, what it is, but what policies are moving it and what did you tune. But none of this works without operational governance. That's your new stack: role-based access, risk tier approvals, monitoring, instant escalations, and rollback playbooks. Here's what to watch for: your canary signals that you're sliding into automation theater, not autonomy. If your agents can't explain actions in business terms, you're automating, not governing. If AI is just another assist, not a shift in decision rights, agents are stuck as drafting tools. If RevOps gets measured on how many tools connect, not policy and audit, complexity is winning. If data disputes spike post-AI, your truth model isn't ready. If exception handling volume rises, but learning doesn't happen, trust in autonomy vanishes. All right. What would I do this week if I sat in that CRO chair, run a 30-day agent control tower experiment, one cockpit, all agentic actions, outbound, routing, bookings, renewals, channel spend, three risk tiers, explicit rules, what's auto, what's reviewed, what needs approval, and then move a real decision right from people to system? 10-15% of paid spend reallocated by agents when volatility spikes, or auto reroute stalled ops. If you can't shift a real decision, you don't have autonomy, you have automation cosplay. So the closing insight: autonomy isn't a feature you buy or deploy, it's a fundamental redesign. How revenue work flows, how it's supervised, and where accountability sits. The orgs that win, not the ones with the most bots, but the ones that can encode judgment into constraints, instrument feedback loops, and intervene precisely when needed. The next big competitive gap: teams that run GTM as a control system versus those still stuck running a patchwork of tools. That's all for this week. Keep asking, not just how do we automate, but how do we govern, adapt, and drive the system? As always, keep innovating, keep reasoning in systems, and keep accelerating. This is Tim Cortinovis signing off.